Welcome to Blueprints for Brilliance Coaching Insights, a podcast by coaches for coaches. Our guests share their hard-won wisdom to help you grow your coaching business and create a life of success. So get ready to unlock the blueprints to your success. Welcome everyone to our newest episode. I'm grateful that you're here. And I'm also grateful that we have Craig Paulsfuss. He is going to talk to us today. He's a high performance consciousness based leadership coach. And today he's going to talk to us about mental clarity and healing and emotional well-being and how they come from a deep understanding. So I'm excited to learn more about that. So welcome to the show, Craig. It's lovely to have you here.
Thanks, Jean. It's really an honor to be able to speak with you and your audience because we're kindred souls out there.
Absolutely. So let's talk about a little bit about how did you end up moving into this consciousness-based leadership and coaching position that you have now?
That's an unusual term, isn't it? Consciousness-based leadership. It's a result of being a part of a new breakthrough in the field. That there's quite a story behind that. And I guess you're going to ask for a little bit of that, so I'll share it. But so there's this new breakthrough in the field that clarifies and simplifies and amplifies the access so it involves, there needs to be an open-mindedness and a new language, like terms like consciousness or higher consciousness. More and more people and more professionals are open to that because it resonates, or they've learned enough to know what that means. In essence, it means kind of there's not only the level of what I call horizontal thinking and operating, get from point A to point B. What are the steps in coaching impactfully? Or that whole level of using primarily our analytical mind and using it well. Well, there's another whole dimension that I call vertical that has to do with functioning from a deep living understanding of how life works itself, and therefore how our own minds work. So now through that, we access more intuition and wisdom, and it's beyond the formal thinking process. It moves into a kind of flow thinking and a knowing process. So that can sound really strange to a lot of people, but really exciting to others, right? Because it's like, I know that, or, oh no, I'm interested in that. So I've been a part of this in a way where I've been able to articulate it. I'm actually published in professional journals applying this to leadership and high performance. And it's really only recently, last several years, that the term that I've called it high performance psychology and conscious leadership, because it's about time. Just start using that. So did I answer your question? I'm not sure I did.
You did. I love the whole concept. I think people have intuition, but they don't trust it, or they don't hear it, or they don't feel it, because there's so much chaos in our life and our world, and we're distracted, and we've got maybe ailments and I love the idea of tapping into your wisdom, because we all have wisdom and we all have talent. I don't think those are utilized enough. And it's lovely that you are doing this. Now, is this something that you
For a second there, may I jump in? Tie that back to the title of your podcast. So we all have built-in brilliance, and there's already an innate blueprint for that brilliance in us. And as we begin to see it and it clicks, it sticks, it starts to stick. So it's not the normal learning process of, oh, I get this mentally and I have to remember it and then learn how to apply it. No, it's more like we use the term awakening. It's like awakening to what you had all along and either didn't realize or kind of had a hunch it was there. And then when you awaken to it, it's more clear and it just starts to operate in you. So you relax and live in more in a flow state, which then makes your work and life more enjoyable and more effective, because you're able to tune into your clients, into your life more. And it's a less adversarial and more cooperative flowing experience, just being alive.
I love that.
So I wanted to tie it back to your title. So it's brilliant.
Yes, 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 indeed. It is the blueprint for brilliance. That's fantastic, because I'd like the people who are listening to think about your everyday at work or running your business, and what would it feel like if you were trusting in yourself and
moving things forward instead of, sometimes I feel like we're always feel like we're butting heads against something, or we're racing against something, or we're fighting against the norm. And what if it were just in flow? And it was so enjoyable. And it brought back all those memories of why you started your business and how much you enjoy typically helping people and moving them forward. I just love that whole concept.
I love that you use the word trust, because it hit me that we have to find thoughts truthful enough that they're unquestionably true and therefore trustworthy. And we have to have feelings of wisdom, of caring, of self, our client, that are so aligned with that wisdom that we trust them. So that feeling of awakening to and relaxing into your own self-trust and in relationship with your world, and in the moment we're talking about with your clients, we naturally relax into that and are more confident in that, and more confident not just in bowling our clients over with what we know, but with tuning in and listening and being more precise in our responsiveness. So then, of course, the impact goes up, and it's very creative and fun. And the client learns and enters into that with you, so they start to operate from it. So it's kind of this upward awakening spiral that then spills out in good ways in your life. And there, I love conventional counseling. It has a lot of value. I mean, counseling, coaching has a lot of value, but a lot of it is very solve this problem, do these steps, that level, which is fine. But when you can see, wait, there's this other to operate from, it only enhances all of it. Because you can still do that problem solving, go down the road and turn right and turn left. The spirit of it and the facilitation of it will be elevated.
Sometimes we want to not allow it to be easy. I know that sounds really silly, but we think it should be harder than it is. But I feel like when you tap into that and trust that what you know is how you can impact people, then it does flow and feel more at ease.
Yes, trusting what you know. And part of that trusting what you know is that it's coming from your best true caring. You're not inauthentic. You're not even authentic, but I'm going to be a good quote. That's the best you can do, great. But that's a burden you'll be able to shed. It's not like you'll just be an authentic person and who cares about coaching. No, that'll stay. But it's not so much something that's something else. It becomes of what harmonized or integrated with who you are.
That's such a great description. So let's talk a little bit about how do you work with your clients? Where do you get started with them in this process of trusting themselves and tapping into their blueprint?
Well, this practical process I go through, somebody contacts me, right? And they're interested. They either heard that I do this different, this new thing, and that it's spreading all over the world, and it's just about to go into the mainstream. So maybe from a business standpoint, some of your viewers or listeners who think about, geez, if this really is, because who knows, a lot of things say they're leading edge, right? But if this really is leading edge and it's attractive to you, it not only will enhance you personally and your coaching knowledge and skill, but it'll be smart business-wise, right? Because there's going to be more and more people looking for this, and just the feeling of it will be attractive. So you won't have to spend a lot of time convincing people with logic and sales gimmicks and all that kind of stuff. But remind me of your question. What was it?
Let's talk about how you get started with your clients.
How I get started, right. Yeah. So I'll be approached because they know I do this, or they don't. But they always want something to change in a positive direction in their life or in their work or in themselves. And so I start with that. And so I talk about that. I say this right up front with all my new clients, that if we proceed, I want to go through these three foundational steps that I've found through my work over decades, you getting the quickest, best results out of it. And the first step is just, let's get to know each other. I'll get a feeling for you, and I'll get to know your reality more, and I'll get to know what is it you want to change. Are you in struggling with it? Is it, I'm not struggling, but I just like to be more, I love what being effective, and I want to learn to be more effective. So there's not really anything other than a growth issue. It doesn't matter. In either case, I can work with them. So we can tell in virtually the first session with virtually everyone whether there's a good enough fit to feel like, hey, yeah, let's proceed together. So that first foundation is, who are we? What do we do? And is there a good enough fit? And if there is, we proceed usually in the second session to actually identify specific goals for the process, the outcomes they want. I have a very easy way to facilitate that. And then we identify action steps. What will they do to achieve these goals? And the first two action steps are just kind of naturally fall into place. One is, well, we'll continue to meet, you know, and then we decide how often, and I'll explain why, especially upfront in my process, most clients need and want to meet more than a traditional once a week, because it's like learning to ride a bicycle. The more you get on the bicycle and learn it, it's like, oh, I'm getting the hang of this and I like it and I'm able to go where I want to go. Because it's a living, feeling process, not just a conceptual one. So meeting with me. And then I have a few easy to read or access materials that are, some are books, some are recordings, that introduce them to this new paradigm I'm working with. Now, in more conventional approaches, it'd be like, oh, here we go now. We've identified the goals and the action steps. Let's go. And in my approach, I say, no, wait, 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 wait. Let's just pause and let me give you foundation two. The second foundational step is, let me give you this overview, this big picture of what we've come to realize in the field now. And that's where I introduce this distinction between horizontal and vertical. That alone is very powerful, but then that correlates with something. This is a huge, your listeners are going to, some are going to get huge out of what I'm going to say here, and some will go, but most of the world, human beings seem to be living in a psychological paradigm of outside in. And it makes total sense, meaning I look out and whatever's out there makes me, oh, this podcast is interesting. It's the podcast making me feel that way. Oh, the traffic stresses me out. Oh, my financial situation makes me happy or sad or whatever, right? And that's very understandable, but it's not accurate. When we take a closer look, what becomes obvious that is totally full of potential for freeing us? It's that, no, my circumstances do not victimize me and ask me to experience anything. You know what? It's my mind. It's the way I look at the traffic that determines how I feel it. It's the way I look at how I work with my clients. It's how I look at who I think I am. I look in the mirror, or I'm this, or I, whatever I was trained to think of myself as a child. It's all coming from now, instead of outside in, you begin to realize it's coming from inside out as a projection. And then the way our mind works is we feel what we project. So I look out, and if my habit is life sucks and is hard, it's going to look and feel like that. And then it will come up with its logic of, well, maybe I can make the money area feel better. So I do this. I go out there and try to extract it from the outside with more money. And that can work. I can get more money and I can get a good feeling of getting more money, but it's not going to solve the original error of, but what about me inside that is disconnected now from the truth of me, and I'm looking outside for my satisfaction. So if I can begin to go, oh, you mean, what? Well, tell me more, Craig. So there are insights. And that brings me to my book back there, Reality Shattering Insights. I just published it. One of the sayings on the front is, explore the human ability to completely transform in an instant. It is true, many processes take time to produce outcomes, but aren't there moments of insight where suddenly our whole view and experience of life can change and not go back? There is recorded incidence of spontaneous remission from cancer, from drug addiction, from a life of crime, from all kinds of stuff with just a moment of insight. So we have insight only into some of those actual insights, and I put 14 of them in my book, but into where those insights come from within our mind. Well, that's where I can go to access this deeper understanding that itself will naturally change my perception, saying once you can't unsee what you've seen. Once you really see the traffic is not creating, it's just me, and you kind of have a laugh at yourself, and maybe you feel a little embarrassed. And then after that, if you start to feel stress in the traffic, you're going to remember way sooner, wait, I'm doing it, and you'll automatically adjust, like pulling your hand away from a fire. You'll calm down, and you'll make the best of it and feel better, right? So that one shift, and I came to that, and you asked about some of my journey, and I came to a profound personal awakening at age 28 that was akin to this, where, and I won't go into the whole story now, but I came to a point where I say at that point, my consciousness, my life, myself, my world turned inside out. And I was foam. I was completely free, began to I completely understood this is how the human mind works. And it's what I had learned before wasn't wrong. It was just incomplete. So it couldn't get the kind of results. And immediately it was in my heart to just, I got passionate about growing in this more and growing it more and bringing it to others who were ready and interested and open, not forcing it on anyone. And then that synchronistic, because one of my great teachers says, when your consciousness goes up, your luck changes. And that happened. I call it synchronicities. Out of the blue, I'm being approached by, and I won't give the whole story, by someone saying, well, what you just said is this new psychology. Are you into it? And I went, no, I've never heard of it. But he insisted, and it turns out it connected me to a breakthrough that was happening through a welder, not a psychologist, that has now changed the whole field of psychology, and it's rippling into the mainstream. And I met him and became among maybe 25 psychologists that first began to bring this into the world. And I eventually got published, as I said. I've written this book. And then he's since passed away. But I brought it into the world of therapy and into the world of coaching. I've worked with many business owners and executive coaches just because that's part of what happened. And I had an interest in that. And I've got amazing testimonials. I've got someone upgrading my LinkedIn page, and we're going to put those on there, and it's amazing. That'll be up in a few days. Well, by the time this is aired, it'll be all set. But so more than anything, maybe I can tell by your face, Gene, and I'm guessing by those listening who are still listening, who didn't go away, that there's a feeling to this, isn't there? It's not just the words, and I am excited. I am passionate about this, but I'm not trying to hype it or, sell it through excitement. It's just, there's a feeling to it that is the result of listening to what I'm saying in a way where you connect to it inside of you. And because you can't unsee what you've seen, there will be people who walk away from this podcast touched in some way, awakened to some degree, that they may or may not be that aware of, and some might be very aware of it, and they'll be benefited in their life because of it. And I love that. I don't need to be given the credit, because the credit really, well, I play a part in it, but the credit goes to you, to the person who listened in that way where you used what I had to offer to access that in you. See, it's all inside out, and the more it's like, oh my gosh, there's nothing to worry about. I get on a roll here. I'm going to say a little bit more and then I'll stop. So the book I wrote, Reality Shattering Insights, is the first in a four-book series, which then lays this out and describes it more in depth. The second book, which goes into this whole breakthrough in the psychology, is called Your Universal Powers, Life Backs You Up. And it's that view of an inside-out understanding that just makes total sense if you have a little bit of open mind to it. It was, oh my gosh, this clarifies so much. And then that's a huge, people of their lives have changed just exposing themselves to that kind of information. The third book goes an outrageous step further, because the second book is that process of awakening to inside out. I call it partial inversion of consciousness. Your consciousness is kind of not automatically reflective and going back. And what's it going back to? Well, it's going back to your inner wisdom and power and you, but from a deeper place behind your eyes, so to speak, or behind your thinking, so to speak. Well, the third book, and I had to write this book because I experienced it and had to say it's a possibility. There's not only the wonderful option of partial inversion, forever going deeper and deeper and opening up more and more wonderful stuff in us, but we can fully invert. We can go back inside and completely connect inside with, call it source, call it our true self, whatever you want to call that. It doesn't have to be called anything, but it's absolutely real. And you know it because you feel it, and you know it with a capital K. It's not like, oh, now I figured it out. No, it's like you experienced it. You know it. And not only can that happen organically in people, like it did in this welder I mentioned earlier, but it can be facilitated as it was for me. So I have to share, hey, and if your interest goes this far, let me tell you about this. Then the fourth book is kind of a, if you've come with me this far, where do we go from here? And kind of a main theme is, it's probably in all of our hearts who've been to this point to help create heaven on earth. So how do we help all of humanity, shift in consciousness and start to live in this?
Wow, that was a lot. I think our
yeah,
audience is
going
to love that. For the people who understand it, it's really going to touch them down deep in their soul.
Thank you. Yeah.
So what would you say if somebody said, yes, I want to tap into that? Is it, we've heard things like, have a gratitude journal so you can tap into that, or maybe you've been taught that you need to stop and breathe and pay attention to what's happening in your body. And so what would you say would be something that people could do either on a daily basis or just start to listen and
super,
trust more?
Super good question. And two paths, so to speak, come to mind. One is, well, I want to do this on my own. Although even like, well, I'm going to turn to do some kind of practice daily in a way as well. I am doing it on my own because I'm doing it, but in another way, I'm not, because I'm turning to something to do, right? But so there's, I want to do it on my own. And in that path, I'd say, listen to this, what's coming up in you now. This will be recorded. Go back and listen to it more than once, maybe, and see what it keeps sparking you, and then follow that. Follow that feeling of interest in going there. Follow the insights that come out of it. Some people, I've had so many of my clients, some who had no issue with alcohol or smoking, but happened to smoke or drink alcohol, at some point say, I've lost my interest in that. I don't do that anymore. Their interest naturally shifted. So follow your heart, follow your true self, get in touch with what that is and follow that passion. Well, you may not experience it as passion. It will get there because it's the most glorious thing. Now, the other path is, I'd like some help. And people who come to coaching or therapy, right, they are saying that. And they've taken that step of humility, which is critical. Because when you're humble, you'll listen better. And you'll receive more, not just in your head, but in your heart, in your soul. So for some, they'll go, yeah, I've done all that other stuff, but I'd like some help. What do you recommend, Craig? Well, here I am. Well, either let me help or let me help you find your help. So I have information, I have resources. My books are created for this, but there are other books and recorded information I can recommend. And then when it comes to that third option of full inversion, and I was shown how, yes, there's a daily practice with that. But to really be ready for that, it can't be the typical, I have to do this arduous discipline to kind of clear my system and make sure I feel good, get that good feeling. No, this would be, I found that good feeling. I know where to go for it. And I, like, every day I get hungry for good food, and but I didn't know where the refrigerator was before. And now it's like, I know where it is. It's in me. I know where to go. And I love going there every day in a practice to eat, to get the nourishment, to get the beautiful feeling that then I notice also it sticks with me more and more and more in my life in the world. So it can happen organically. And I was on that road myself, but I was getting really thirsty for it. And like I realized, oh, this is beautiful. This is great. But I just have to have faith. And who knows, will I live another day, or will I have to go through, and I don't know that I believe in reincarnation, I kind of do, but will I have to live many, many lifetimes to finally come to this, evolve into this? And it was, you had to just live with that open question. And then along my radar came someone saying, what, if you don't want to wait, I can have a way to connect you directly to that inside. I have a mirror that you can use to connect directly to that if you're interested. It requires no belief, just an openness, and it requires you understanding what it is and what it isn't. No, it's not designed to cure your cancer. It's designed to help you connect inside to who you really are and find the peace that's there. And if you like that idea, I'll show it to you free. So I couldn't resist that. That's what I go into in that third book. And some will be very attracted to that and some won't. And that's fine. It really is. It's not like, well, you're going to live your life in hell if you don't do this. It's just not that way, right?
Yes. So show us again your book and tell us the name, because I want to see it up close.
Reality Shattering Insights. Begin life's journey. Explore the human ability to completely transform in an instant.
Fantastic. So what is the best way for people to reach you to get your book?
To get my book would be just put either Reality Shattering Insights or my name in Amazon and it'll pop right up.
Perfect.
To reach me, I guess they'll be able to see what's on the screen there. I'm at craigpalfus.com, www.craigpalfus.com. I grew up with it being pronounced Palfus, but I've kind of switched because it makes it easier for situations like this. Either way is fine. And my email is craig@craigpalfus.com.
Perfect. Yeah, we'll put all that in the show notes below so that anybody who wants to reach out to you can do that.
Yep.
So this
I want to share one more thing before we wrap that I shared before we went on the air here, and that all the podcasts I've been doing since the first of the year, I've been so grateful to do, and they've all gone so great. I've ended up saying, you know, I'm not really looking for clients because I am generally full, and I want to get away from just focusing on a client and do it something broad that reaches more people, and especially helpers and coaches and psychologists and leaders who can help bring it forward once they've realized the value in it. But I'm going to change that for your audience, because if your audience really is coaches and they at minimum can bring this to their clients and might even be teachers of coaches or of coaches, then I want to work with those people. So I am open to being contacted about working with you out there in the audience if you're attracted to this, and just, you know, we'll just have a beginning meeting to explore it more to see if it's a right fit, like I said at the beginning.
Well, our audience is certainly grateful for that opportunity. So thank you, Craig. My last question for you is, if you could go back and give your earlier coaching self one piece of advice, what would that be?
Don't worry, it's all good. Keep going. through your confusion, through your pain, through your suffering, through your joy. There's something we're made for that is, you can't put into words, but you can feel it. When you're on the right track, you know it and you feel it, and there's no end to it. Keep going. Have faith in yourself and in your life.
Wonderful. Keep going and have faith. Craig, this has been absolutely delightful, eye-opening, soul enhancing, if you will, this interview. Yeah. So I'm really grateful that you joined me today. Thank you.
Thanks, Jean. I appreciate it.
Thanks for joining us today on Blueprints for Brilliance Coaching Insights. We hope you're leaving this episode with inspiration to take your coaching business and your life to the next level. If you found value in this episode, we would love it if you would subscribe and share it with someone else who you think might benefit from hearing it. Thanks, and we'll see you in the next episode.